Blog Talk Radio.
This hot, muggy Monday, and you know, I'm in New York, and Cynthia, I'm sure you're hot and sweaty and muggy down in Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm in the crock pot that is Nashville. And it looks like we may get a thunderstorm here, which is always nice because then it adds to the steam.
You always wanted that facial. Yeah. You know, I mean, this is perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to keep better. Yeah. But anyway, we're live, and we are actually happy to report that we got ourselves some Cowsills back on the line, and we are going to check in with them right now because they actually have a day off, and we're not going to keep them any longer than we have to, but they're out on the Happy Together tour still. And we're welcoming back our roving reporters, Paul and Susan Cowsill.
That's right.
Hey,
you guys.
It's Paul and Susan Cowsill from the Live on the Happy Together tour.
I forgot my last track this week, ladies. I'll be up and running next Monday.
Yeah, we've had some bus.
All right, good.
We've had some bus troubles, so we're on a bus that doesn't have a refrigerator or any of the amenities that we're kind of used to.
It's no bueno,
but that's okay because, you know, that's rock and roll. And we're going to get our new bus back in a little bit. But, hey, let's do a medical checkup on everybody. I want to let everybody out there know that Howard is doing great. You know, we detached his Achilles tendon just 2 weeks into the tour in June, and we've been taking care of him. And he's had an operation now, and now he's in a walking boot.
And he's doing just great.
Yeah, and he started physical therapy. And so he's moving forward, even though we're out here on the road. The next patient is Chuck. Chuck Negron, and he is killing it, and he's doing great. He's, he's always breathing for a lot of air, but, man, this guy is singing just like he did when he was a kid.
How's Spencer Davis doing, Paul? Joined us, by the way, later.
Hey, Cynthia Spencer joined us in our California run, and, man, I'll tell you what,
he's adorable.
If you don't love this guy, then you don't have love in you.
Yeah, he's toast adorable.
He's a beautiful.
Fabulous. I love Spencer. I miss him. I can't wait to see him.
Well, May, you're actually going to see these guys on Monday, right? Next Monday?
Absolutely. I am.
Yep.
I am.
Monday, August 15th in Pomona, we're at the Provident Bank Park Portable Stage.
Hello.
Yes.
Say that.
Hello. This is the funny part. This is where the town supervisor said, we want to build the stadium in Pomona. Now, Pomona's a very tiny little area, and everyone said nobody built it anyway.
He built it anyway. Well, you know how that goes.
Holy moly.
Well, we're going to do
it. And if they build it, Cowsills will come. There you go. I mean, this is you guys are kind of on the northeastern milk run of your
But here's the thing. Last year, your brother was there because the Beach Boys were there.
Beach Boys drummer.
Yeah, well, we keep missing Johnny. He has posters up. You know, we always see his poster coming next week. And we have a little game we play with John, and that is that we put mustaches and beards on every poster we find of the Beach Boys, so he sees it when he gets where he's going. He looks like he's running a cartel.
Awesome. Juan, we call
Juan.
Him.
Yeah, we call that guy Juan.
And Mark Lindsay, guys.
Mark Lindsay.
I have to bring this up. Me and Susan think he's got the fountain of youth. So
he's got superpowers.
He does, because this guy.
I think it's in his genes.
Yeah, he's acting. He seems like he's 40 years old.
Yeah,
like
crazy.
Or something.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, and those long legs, when he does that song Kicks and that leg goes up, I'm like, whoa.
Hello. I've had to mend those jeans due to that very specific move. I'm not going to lie. I've mended Mark Lindsay's jeans.
Susan,
it's not quite the way I pictured it, but it's okay.
Susan is seamstress for the band.
That's right, because call me Tiny Dancer. Spencer Davis came night, and evidently he had popped all 10 buttons off of his shirt in a fit of rage. You should see this little guy trying to picture that.
Yeah.
So I had to safety pin him up from top to bottom the other evening.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So Susan, you have all the secret inseams of all the males in your entourage then. Hmm.
I do. I'm kind of the luckiest girl in the whole USA. You know, I mean, it is pretty great. I mean, to have your childhood sweethearts on the bus next to you ain't bad.
That, no.
Yeah.
And
even
you
if
know,
they don't
it,
look
it,
like the
yeah.
even if they don't look like the pictures in 16 magazine anymore.
No, they might not.
All right.
That's
she can close her
out.
Eyes and it goes.
That's
it's like
right.
a time machine. Okay. Yeah.
That's
well, I mean,
right.
I have to attest to the Mark Lindsay thing because when you guys were here in Nashville, I was like, wow, that guy is like, he's like Bobby Sherman hot, you know, from the old
yeah.
days. He was pretty
yeah.
freaking hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so were you, Paul. So were you.
Yeah, Paul, you're dreamy.
Oh, yeah.
Paul's new outfit, you guys. He's got skinny jeans.
Yeah.
No. No. You went to the dark side and got yourself some skinny jeans, Paul? Say it isn't.
Well,
so.
No, here's how it went.
They're in-betweeny jeans.
Here's how it went. We're in Costa Mesa, and Chuck Negron is out on stage, and my wife, Luann, is beside me on the stage side, and she points to Chuck, and she goes, see those jeans he has on, Paul? And I go, yeah. She goes, that's what you need to be wearing, skinny jeans. They're real sexy. And I'm thinking, ooh, sexy as like 70 and 60.
Yeah,
whatever.
Sexy at 70. Hey, Paul, you should do a little blog.
Right, sexy at 70.
He's not 70 yet, though.
Not.
No, but you know what?
So what's new with you girls?
Yeah. What's new with you guys?
Oh, my gosh,
yeah.
What's new? Same old, same old. May, you know, is in her new digs now. She's a city dweller again,
yep.
And I'm still out here on the farm.
Yep. I'm a city dweller, and I'm always out. I went to the cutting room the other night. I went to see McCartney last night. I mean, I've just been out. It's been great.
Hey, guys, on December 3rd, we're going to be back at the cutting room.
Hello.
Oh, you know, well, I got to clear my calendar, and I will be there, and I will spread the word. Oh, my God.
Please do, man.
December 3rd, man. We'll do some Christmas songs.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, that's going to be fun. Oh, Cynthia, try and come up here, will you?
Come
I
on,
would love
Cynthia.
To come up there for that. I heard that you guys at the cutting room were like the bomb. My daughter will kill me for saying that, but I heard you guys were fantastic there.
Well,
thank
you know,
you.
Ryan and Paul and Steve Walker, who owns the place, they've just been so great to us.
Yeah,
I mean,
they're good guys.
I mean, they call us and go, dudes, man, we want you back here. And we just go, wow, we can't believe they want us back all the time. But
I'm telling you, Steve and I talk about you all the time when I'm over at the club. And we do. And he loves you guys. I mean, he really
yeah,
does.
Yeah, we love him, too.
We love
really
Steve Walker, man. He's a guy. He's a musician, you know, and so he gets
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Nice
and you know
home.
What? When you get him, like when we celebrate our birthdays together. So, I'm working on what day we're having our birthday party. And if I get him, if I could get him to have a couple of drinks and just get loose enough, he'll get up there and play guitar. He's really a great guitarist.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Who knew? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I knew he was a musician.
Yeah. Cool.
Maybe we'll
get him liquored up and have him sit in with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So okay. So guys, you have a day off today. So
yeah.
Now,
what do we
you're
do?
In Pennsylvania, right? This is where you
right.
are now.
In Greensburg. And it's beautiful weather here, guys. Not too muggy.
No,
not too
dry.
Hot,
I
not
know.
Too dry.
And tonight we think we might just take in a movie.
Yeah,
like
we're going
again.
To movies tonight.
And I send out group texts. I'm kind of like Julie from the Love Boat. And if there's an event or an activity, I send a group text to everybody to see who would like to join us. And we will have movie night tonight.
So what movie are you interested in seeing?
Well, there's so many good ones out. I mean, before I see them on TV or something, and I know there's a ton of good ones. What we do usually is just bring up the whole schedule of events and see which ones we want to go to.
And then everybody,
Tarzan
looks fantastic. You know what else looks good, Susan? It looks hilarious, but it's probably not a guy's movie. Is that new Meryl Streep movie where she's a horrible singer?
Well, You know what it is. That's a true story.
Jenkins.
Yes, it's a true story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. What's it called, y'all?
Florence.
It's called Florence Jenkins. Wait, I'm going to look it up. Hold on.
They look it up.
Talk
because because I know that Hugh Grant was on the air talking about it. So it was.
All right,
it's
Florence Foster Jenkins. Florence Foster Jenkins, and she started her singing career late, Paul. So it could be I will be out with you guys next year on the Happy Together tour. Okay, because I may follow in her footsteps. I might. Yeah.
Oh my God! I'll look all the bossa novas.
Yeah, show all the bossa.
So bad.
We have a ton of them.
We have a ton of bossa.
You know,
I'll be there
funny.
To watch this one, Cynthia. If you're out there, I will be there to see this.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, my musical skills are nil, okay? I have nothing. So I think I think I'm going great, and about 3 seconds in, it all goes pear-shaped. But that's why I admire so much. Ah, oh, no, Susan, it's hopeless. It's hopeless. And if I dance, well, get your cameras ready, because that's an America's Funniest Video right there.
All right.
But you know what? That's why I admire what you guys do so much, because when you sing live, I've said this a gazillion times, but it's the truth. You sound every bit as good, if not better, than any recording there's ever been of you. And I think that's a testimony to your pipes and your skill.
Yep.
So there.
Right, well, that is very kind of you.
We'll take that.
It's just something that showed up one day. It's a God thing. It's nothing else. We don't know what we're doing, you guys.
We don't.
All right, I talk about you guys everywhere. So
she
know.
Does. May's got her man crush on Paul. It's no secret.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's
no secret.
And I go around, last night I was talking about you guys, too, at the concert, at Paul's concert. I said, you haven't seen the Councils? You got to come see the Councils. You got to see this.
Yeah, you're our little town crier, Maytang.
Yeah.
We love you.
She's your street team.
So
aside from the fact that we have to, like, really feel sorry for you today with your styrofoam cooler on your bus since you don't have a refrigerator, you got to be in Pennsylvania. Then you go back to New York, and then where after that?
Okay. We're going to go Indiana, then we go to New York, then we're going to Morristown, New Jersey, Asbury Park, New Jersey.
New York.
We're going to see Maine, Mona, and then
Englewood, New Jersey. Then we head to Ohio, Michigan, Illinois, all up that way.
And you guys.
You're zigzagging all over the place. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I mean, when you're going to Asbury Park, I mean, that whole thing, that's Bruce Springsteen country. You know
That's what we love about going to Asbury Park, because we can say that we played where Bruce Springsteen started up. And the other great thing about August, you guys, is all of these state fairs.
Yeah, we love them.
We did Wisconsin State Fair yesterday.
Yeah.
And me and Susan and
my brother always take me out on the ride.
Yep.
Still.
Because we spent so much time as little kids at all these fairs.
Yeah, we loved it.
So we love doing the fair.
I've never been at one. I got to go to one of these things. I really love
them. Oh, they're huge. They're huge. Yeah. Here in the South, they're huge. It's fair time here. They're in Lebanon, Tennessee, which is not too far from me, it's like one of the biggest fairs. It's huge. Yeah. They need some Happy Together tour. Yeah.
I think I need to do a road trip to come out to one of these places, too.
That's it.
We should get a group together and do this. This would be fun. Go
to the state fair. What's so great, you guys, about
this?
You could be. What's so great about the state fair is, like, in Wisconsin yesterday, me and Susan were remarking, man, everybody was at this state fair.
Yeah, it was nice to see that people still go
out
to the fair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's Americana, you know. It's
totally.
Americana.
And all the animals, the farm animals, it's fun.
You want to go and see the big giant pumpkin, you know, and the big jar of preserves and quilts. And
we were kids. We used to wait for the fairs because, I mean, we were children. You know, so playing a fair was just the ultimate for us back in the day. And we used to go to the freak shows. We would go. I'm telling you, we'd go.
We didn't know those guys. We knew the Siamese twin kids.
Yeah, we knew the Siamese twin kids.
Oh, my God.
We would go to every fair, and they would be at the fair.
And they knew us.
We would hustle over and sit with them.
They were our pals.
They were our pals, and they were working.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Isn't it? Oh, we got to do something about this. This sounds great.
Yeah, you've
never done it.
You need to get out of Dodge.
Yeah, you know, because I'm a city girl, and so this is just hearing about it just makes me want to go out there because I'm just love that type of thing, just to go and see Americana.
All the agricultural buildings with all the pigs and the cows and the goats and the lambs and the horses.
And they have a place where you can get free milk at the state fair.
And that means a lot to Mr. Paul Calcio.
I love my milk. Gotta
have his milk.
Yeah.
Well, and then May is a foodie, so she can eat her way across the Midway because she's a foodie girl. So,
deep-fried Oreos, May.
Oh, I remember those. They do it here at some of those street fairs, and they did that once, and I went, oh, my God, this is a heart attack. I mean, it's really intense. You know what they started in England before they brought it over here was they do the fry Mars bars.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Polly and I found a new treat yesterday that I'd like to share with your audience, and that is cookie dough on a stick, your choice, chocolate chips, sugar, whatever, on a stick dipped in your choice of chocolate, butterscotch, caramel, and then dipped in nuts and or rainbow sprinkles. Paul and I chose the sugar cookie dough with the butterscotch topping and
peanuts.
Freaking real.
It's raw dough, you guys.
God.
Eggless, y'all. It's eggless raw dough, so you can't get a cum.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They all kid me because I keep saying I'm going off the sugar. But you see, just when I think I'm out, you pull me back in. Okay, I got to have some of that.
Yeah.
Crap.
Oh, my God.
It's all about
moderation.
It's all about moderation, Cynthia.
Yeah, it's all about
moderation. Yeah, okay. This from a man who cannot stand still, okay? Moderation. You don't even know that word, Paul Cousel. Stop it.
Yeah, Paul Cousel.
Well, maybe I don't. Whatever. Okay. Shoot me.
So,
all right, guys, we're going to let you go. We're going to let you go. Enjoy your day off. Are you going to be back with us next week?
Yes,
we are.
Oh, cool. You didn't get your laugh track back? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to get my laugh track up and running. My phone died. I wasn't ready for production today, guys. Sorry.
That's okay. We'll get it back next week.
Wonderful. You know what will happen next week? We will be live with Paul and Susan from the Happy Together Show.
Hey, listen.
Right.
Have a great day, you guys.
Right, y'all take care of you, May. See you soon.
Take care, girls.
All right. Talk to you later. They are hilarious. Okay. I may be developing a man crush on Paul myself, okay? So up, this guy. He's so freaking up, and it's genuine. And wow.
People can't believe he is so genuine.
Let's
get
to the conversation at hand, because I know inquiring minds want to know. You saw some guy in concert last night.
I hadn't seen him in concert for a while. The last time I saw this unknown man, unknown. It was at Yankee Stadium. It had been a while, and I actually dropped him a note because it had been a long time in between that since I last seen him, and it was so sweet, and he wrote back and said enjoyed doing the concert. Well, last night, it had been years, and a friend of mine, Brian Swirling, hey, Brian, if you're out there listening, you are the best. Thank you for the invite. He got tickets, and I just went in as a guest. I wasn't intent. Everybody's asking, did I see Paul after the? I wasn't there for that. I was there to just enjoy the show and with friends.
Yep.
Now, what really was surprising was so many friends of mine were there that, one guy said, oh, you just passed me by. I had no idea. I'm at MetLife Stadium, huge. All I see is you know, just trying to get to my seat. And it was, I want to thank the fans that stopped. I mean, they're very sweet. One girl said, "I've been dying to meet you." And, you know, it was, they were very, very nice. And they were surprised to find me there when they saw, you could hear going, "Oh, my God, is that her?" But it was great. I was down at second row and you know, second row, seat, section two, which is right by the stage. And I was in the second seat in. And Brian managed to get the tickets, and it was fantastic. He's such a sweetheart. It, you know, this guy is the epitome of, you know, chivalry, which we always think is dead now. You know, nobody holds the door for you. He's not that type of guy. He is of the old, you know. When I was going home, I said, "Oh, I'll pick up a cab from the city." It took us 2 hours to get into the city, but from the Meadowlands, that if you're not Meadowlands, MetLife, normally that would be like a 20-minute ride, was 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
When I was getting into cab, I said, you know, I said, I'll get one of the servers. He goes, "No, here. You're going," and you know, and he said, "I'm, you know, here, take the money. I want to pay for your cab ride home." I mean, this was the type of person. And the cab driver, when we pulled away, the cab driver said, "That's a lost art." I said, "What?" He goes, "Chivalry." He goes, "This type of thing." He said, "I hold the door for people too, and they can't believe that I do it." He goes, "This is a lost art, and this guy just did the right thing." I was the guy. This, you know, that was a nice cab driver too. I was lucky on all fronts yesterday. It was fantastic, and the show, McCartney, like 2.5 to 3 hours straight, no intermission,
just him, right?
No opening act.
See, and that's what I want to see when I go for a concert. It's like, just come on and do it. I don't need the opening act. Just do it, man. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, he went on. He sang. He sounded great. You know, it was a fantastic show. I could have done without one song, one. So, I mean, out of 30-something songs, that's one song I could live with. But, you know, on the whole, that could have not been there. Everything else, he did all the greats. I will say he has, when he does Live and Let Die, he has some flash of you know, power.
Pyrotechnics?
You know, pyrotechnics, yes. And let me tell you, it was a muggy night, and I didn't need this. This was so hot. I could have had a sunburn in the middle of the night. That's how bright it was.
You had your hair blow dried.
Yeah, but he looked great. He sounded great. Because we were in New Jersey, this was also where his wife Nancy, that's where her family's from, that's where she came from. You know what? I enjoyed it. It's been a long time since I really, and it's good because I don't go every year. One guy wrote, "Been to 107 times, I've been to your shows 107 times, and McCartney's reading the signs," and he says, and he looks at the guy and he goes, "I think that's a bit obsessive." One person said, "I didn't pay the rent so I could come to the show." He said, "Really? Oh my God." I mean, it's like, it was a lot of fun. I will say it was a lot of fun. The band was tight. Vocals were tight. It was good. It was the most relaxed.
I haven't read one bad review. And you know, there's always somebody who's going to kvetch or complain about something. I've not read one bad review about any of his concerts. Not one.
It was great, you know, and like I said, I have to thank Brian for inviting me, because I wouldn't have thought about it, you know, and it's been enough years in between for me to go see, and he definitely was. It caught me by surprise. And again, thank you, Brian. You're an absolute doll. Your friends are great. And, you know, this was a fantastic week. I also went and had I saw people from ASCAP. I had lunch with my friend Charlie Feldman from BMI, and it was the first time I've been down there. And it's down in Battery Park in the Wall Street area, the World Trade Center area. And his office, I mean, first off, it's a very high tech, high security building. Didn't know how to get in. I didn't understand what I had to do. So then when I was upstairs. Yeah, I know, it's really, it was pathetic here. When I looked out of the office buildings, you could see the pool of reflection, you know, the two pools down there. He showed me what they're doing down there. It's so amazing. They're building buildings, you know, stores, malls, underneath high-end malls, great food foodie places. It was an absolutely amazing down there. It's changed so much. It's been a while since I've been down there. It was great. It was absolutely beautiful. And then I'm hoping to see my other friend, John, from ASCAP, because I caught him at the show last night. I said, so when are we going out to lunch? He couldn't run away from me, you see. It's so wild. And this is where I catch up, and they can't run away. Yes.
You're in the city, it's you know, now that you're a city dweller again, it's
yes.
going to be a lot easier for you to get locked down, and people are going to say, May, lucky
well,
you.
When are you going to come
I miss by. That dirty old girl, New York City.
I know.
You know what? I need to, I am going to go to Los Angeles shortly to see my evil spawn, as I call them, my kids. I am planning to go to the Shrimp Festival at Gulf Shores with a friend of mine. But then after that, perhaps, maybe I should try and come when the Castles are going to be at the Cutting Room, because I would love
yes.
to see them there. Yeah.
To see the full
yeah.
show, they are absolutely fantastic. I mean, people, you know, just come to see the show. It is amazing. They do what you get in the glimpse on the Happy Together. I mean, when they do the full show, it's absolutely amazing. They really are. They're wonderful. They really are. And so you get really a good taste of their stories, their songs, and then you really get the full gamut. And it's, you know, you get there, you get it. It's really good. Try and think about that. And I think me and Frida this year, Frida Kelly, I think we're doing the Chiller Convention this year.
Are you? Now, when is that? Is that the one up in Jersey?
That's going to be in Jersey. That will be at the end of October, right near Halloween. So we're going to be doing that. So, yeah.
Well, that'll be fun. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
There's always, you always see some of your cohorts in crime there. So
yeah. And I'm looking forward to the show for the Happy Together on Monday, because I haven't seen Spencer in a while, and I'd love to, you know, I'd love to see him. And
he was not out with the tour when we saw it.
Right.
Billy
Same
J.
Here.
Kramer
right.
was. Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So now I'm going back, and I get a chance to see him. And of all places, my old place where I live.
Stomping grounds.
Isn't it funny? Just funny. But anyway, I can't believe we're winding down. Believe this? And I can't believe how fast all of a sudden August is going by. And
the summer and the kids are back in school here in Tennessee. They're back in school. They go before Labor Day. Yeah.
So when are they going back? Now? No.
They're already back.
The week?
Yeah.
They are?
No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're in now. Yeah.
Oh,
some schools started last week, and the school here where I live started this week. Yep.
Oh, my God.
Already
well,
back.
I could tell you
I
this.
Know.
Not here. And I'm just right now looking forward to trying to get some. I realize how my apartment is so hot. It's only because of all these boxes I have here.
Your cardboard boxes.
Still
yes.
I still have not found the cutlery or my wok. I need my wok and I need my cutlery. So I've opened up boxes. I don't know where they put this one, so I'm still looking.
It's going to be the last box you open.
Of course.
That's what I predict. The last box.
And I'll be building shelves.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? The whole moving thing, and, you know, I'm contemplating doing that myself, and the whole moving thing is just – not something that I look forward to. So, but when we Skype and I see those boxes stacked up still behind you,
I know.
It's madness.
Well, I got to tell you, you should do it now. I'm selling some of my packing material to other people who need to go, because I spent $2,000 worth of packing material.
No.
So I don't need that. So that's what's happening. Anyway, it'll soon be time to the fall and all the parties and all the whatever, and this year is, once, you know, Labor Day comes around, it's over. And I have Celebrity Trials and Tribulations Facebook to listen to our little saga, you know, our talk on a little topic that four of us that we talk about. So get on my Facebook and click on our new venture here.
Check it out. Yeah. Check that out. Oh, and then, too, check out Love Burns with Charity Trueheart and Gwendolyn Lovequest. Your gal pal Nan and I do a little love thing, too. So we've got a lot
That's
of stuff
right.
going on. Hey, people.
Yes.
we're happening, okay? So there you go. All
okay.
right, Chicklet, we're going to have to – we're winding down. We're signing out. So I'm going to say adios to you until next week.
Absolutely. Adios.
That's Miss May Kang. I'm Cynthia Nielsen, and you've been listening to Dinner with Veterans on Blog Talk Radio.